Come one, come all, and if you're lonely, come by yourself. Welcome to episode 87 of Whip Snap. Is it 87? It might be. I don't know. I've been doing so many podcasts with like actual people, so doing it again by myself is going to be a tough one. But guys, guess what? We're going to get through it. And I say we, I mean me. Me's going to get through it. Already losing my mind. It's okay. Thank you guys for listening to episode 87 of Whip Snap. Here's the thing. I do want to talk about Indiana Jones, the Dial of Destiny, more like Hold on, give me a fucking second. Indiana Jones, more like the dump of dullness. Actually, it wasn't that bad, but I got stuff to say about it. And I'm not going to spoil anything, because maybe we should just get into it now. Is that what we're going to do? We can also talk about, this is going to be half Indiana Jones, half 4th of July, okay? This is basically going to be the 4th of July episode. This will come out before 4th of July, but I'm just going to, we're also going to talk about how much I need to take a dump right now. So we're going to talk about dumps, Indiana Jones and the dump of Dial, and 4th of July, that one time when I took a dump, and the 4th of July, carnival. So we're going to talk about a lot of dumps here. But besides that, what have you guys been doing? I used to say that this podcast was like my therapy, but now I have actually, now I actual, now I, hold on. Well, guys, well, I'm just going to take a pause, okay? Well, you guys can continue to listen. I'm going to stop talking, and I have to plan to think faster than I talk. I typically talk faster than I think. Is that the thing? Is that it? Is that the joke? I think you should leave. You should watch it. That was a callback. That was an inside joke to the whatever. What I was trying to say was, I used to say that this podcast was my therapy. And it is my therapy in a way. But now I have actual therapy. Go me. So now I can just cry and let it all out without having you guys be like, is he okay? I guess, is anybody ever okay? If you ever think about it, when you know how someone's like, hey, how are you? They're like, I'm good. Are you fucking good? Or are you just, you know, doing this as a societal norm? Okay? I'm good. How are you? I'm good. How are you? I'm good. Cool. What a great conversation, dude. How about this? Hey, how are you? Oh, dude, my wife fucking left me and they took the kids. Also, I'm out of milk, so this joke doesn't really work because I was going to go get milk. But the only way for this joke to work is if I had the kids, but my wife took them. How are you? Oh, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm a little bit worried about you because, you know, you kind of rambled a little bit about talking about, your wife leaving and your wife taking the kids and the whole milk thing. So, but I was good before that. I was good. And then someone else jumps in. Hey, how are you guys? And then they're like, don't even get me started. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Too many characters, no voices. I did 3 characters and they all sounded the same, okay? That's like my grandma when she hears voices. She's like, why do they all talk like me? Maybe because you're senile, Janice. I covered her name up because she is an actual grandma. She is an actual grandma. Is your grandma real? Nah, she's fake. She lives in the dumpster in the backyard. What? But yeah, I'm going to therapy. I've been going to therapy about, what a segue, dude. Man, I'm losing it and I'm going to therapy. I guess it's not working. It's called self-healing, Janice. Okay. But I'm going to therapy. I've been going to therapy a little less than a month or so. And it is my favorite thing every week. It is my favorite thing. I talk to my therapist for like 50 minutes to an hour. It kind of depending on how much I fucking talk. So I would say an hour because I talk a lot. Also, you know what's bad is like my first therapy session, as I'm talking and I pause because I'm trying to think of what to say next, my therapist goes, I can tell you've been wanting to talk someone. I can tell you've been wanting to talk to someone for a while. And I'm like, bro, let's broaden the word a while. I've been waiting to talk to someone for 26 years. I'm 26, and I know around from like 0 to 2, I wasn't able to talk, but I had a lot of fucking thoughts. I sure had a lot of goddamn thoughts. When I came out of my mom's womb, my thoughts, I wasn't talking yet, but I know my thoughts were thinking, I'm going to be depressed later. It's a boy. And then like a year later, I'm one. And I know I'm not talking yet, but I'm thinking thoughts of like, guys, I just want you to know later I'm going to be sad. Cut to a year later of that, a year after, I'm two. I'm still not talking yet. And actually, I don't know when I started talking. I don't know what year I was when I started. I don't even know my first word. Was my first word just like sad? Oh my gosh, he's gonna say, wait, I feel like as a kid, I was like, da, da, da. My parents were like, oh my gosh, get the camera. Quick, he's gonna say something. Da, da. Quick, get the camera. Paul, get the camera. Da, da. See, he's gonna say it. Da, da. Sad. Oh. So they put that in the scrapbooks. That's one for the scrapbooks. But yeah, therapy is like validating your feelings. I know some people say that therapy is not for them. Bro, it's fucking for me. I'm going to put that in my special skills. I'm really good at therapy. I feel like that's a hobby. That should be if you're on a date with someone and they're like, what do you like to do outside of work? One of them, you guys should always say, oh, I like to go to therapy, because that is a hobby to me. I like to, you know, play basketball. Well, shoot hoops. I don't really play basketball. Okay. I did musical theater in high school. You think I'm going to play basketball, but I like to shoot hoops. I like to write a lot, and I like to cry to my therapist. Okay. Very healthy hobbies. Okay. I'm doing one to just enjoy something to get my mind off of stuff. I'm doing another thing, writing, to, advance my skills of storyline and characters, and also just like my thoughts, which is very relieving. And then I fucking let loose. And I don't mean from the back. I don't mean when I'm taking a dump, which I have to do later on. I'm talking about the let loose in the front coming out of your eyeballs, coming out of the eyes. Okay. We're doing a lot of eye cum. Oh, I'm a mess right now. Is that Ed Sheeran or is that somebody else, redhead? Either way, gross. You know what I mean? Hashtag gross. Right? The color red. Right, guys? Stay with me, please. Please don't leave. Oh, another announcement. I got another fucking tattoo. Yay! You know how, like, when people of the opposite sex... Well, no, let me start over. You know how, like, women, when they go through... Women? Who am I? A fucking Scientologist? You know how, like, when some people are going through stuff, they'll get, like, a haircut, they'll get, like, a tattoo. What else will they get? They'll get some piercings. No, I think it's just the haircut and the tattoo. I did both. I got a mullet that makes me feel like Miley Cyrus's dad. I got a tattoo that makes me feel like Miley Cyrus. So I guess I'm one of the Cyruses? I guess I'm the Cyrus sister? I like how Miley Cyrus is singing about, like, there's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. And I'm just like, yeah, I got a lot of feeling, so I'm gonna shave. And I'm gonna have some ink on my skin. And it won't go away unless I pay a lot of money. And it's gonna feel like shit. Also, my mullet ain't too bad. It's not like a mullet, but it's like a mullet. You know, like the trending mullets going on? I was like, fuck it. Let's do it. Let's get through it. But it ain't too bad, you know. What is even bad? Is bad how much I cry in therapy? Maybe. Is bad the Indiana Jones movie? More so than yeah. Is bad the Little Mermaid movie? No, which I also need to discuss that movie. That movie was actually pretty good. Guys, we got a lot of things to talk about, and we're going to cover all of them. Indiana Jones, Taking a Dump, Little Mermaid, and Sadness, okay? We're all going to go through them, because this is the way I process. It is called self-healing Janus, okay? Grandma, get off my back. Let's talk about Little Mermaid, okay? Let's bring it up from positive. We're going to talk kind of negative about Indiana Jones. Not negative, but we're going to talk about positive Little Mermaid first, like COVID positive. Okay. In that, and I mean COVID positive as if you think COVID is a good thing. It could be to some people, you know, if like someone didn't believe COVID in the first place and then you're like, oh man, I wish you got COVID. And then that person's like, I'm COVID positive. You're like, oh, that's a good thing now. Kind of like that. The Little Mermaid live action, it has its ups and downs. I think overall as a whole, and I'm not going to spoil anything. I said whole. I really got to take a dump. I think the overall movie, I would say like as a live action Disney movie, It's pretty high up there. I think the ending, the very ending, like the last maybe 2 to 3 minutes is a little cheesy. What else? I think some of the CGI is not good. I think the songs, like the them readapting or their own version of the songs is actually pretty good. I think the best one is Poor Unfortunate Souls. Under the sea. You know, you can only do that. You know, when you're white and you do that accent, you can only do that accent when you're doing the crab, when you're doing Sebastian from Little Mermaid. Can you do it? Hey, white person, can you do a Jamaican accent? No. What about now? Under the sea. The seaweed is always greener. It's somebody, you know, it's fine now. You know, no one's really canceled except what? Crabs, I guess. I don't know. Someone said a couple days ago that they think that the person who voiced Sebastian in the animated version was white, and no one's complaining. You know why? Because it was that good. I'm at summer camp right now, and there's a counselor who can do like so many accents. It's freaking insane. And he does it to a point where it's not offensive because it's so accurate, you know? Like someone do it, he's like, hey, do a Chinese accent. You guys get it. I'm not going to finish a thought that I can't even say, you know. The Little Mermaid, first off, Halle Bailey, is that the person? First off, Halle Bailey or Haley Bailey? Which one is it? Pick one, okay? I know it's two different people, but then if Halle Bailey already exists, then I hate to break it to you, Haley Bailey, but change your name. Change your bane and change your name. To like strawberry. Ugh. I don't like that joke, but guess what? We are keeping it in. We're keeping the good. We're keeping the bad. We're keeping the ugly. I think that's a Clint Eastwood movie. I don't know. Something like that. Haley. One of the Baileys. One of the fruits. Whatever fruit acted as Ariel in the little live action Little Mermaid, the way she talked was spot on to the animated Ariel. It was so good. Her singing, to die for. Who else? Scuttle. It talks different. I guess they were just trying to do their own version of Scuttle, which I ain't complaining. Scuttle was chilling. The only person I had some beef with was that fucking fish Flounder. And I typically don't have beef with fish that are children. Except Nemo, he's a little pussy. But besides that, Flounder really didn't do anything for me. They took all of the animation, like the expression and the cuteness that he had in the animated one, and they fucking flattened his body. Like he was just flat. Like he was just a wall. Like he was just a talking wall. You know what I mean? I also just think, I mean, as I said before, but like the way the own adaption to the songs, to the old songs, like Kiss the Girl was also fun as well. I know they changed the lyrics to make it more PC, but like it didn't bother me. They added two new songs or maybe three new songs. They added a couple new songs, which, well, the one, I don't want to, I don't. The second song that they added later on, I think in like the middle of the movie or like the end of it or something, was actually pretty good. It wasn't too bad. I liked it. It didn't really fit in like a Disney movie, but like that's the only note. It can just be more so like a deleted song in like the soundtrack, but it was still fine. The first song that they added was just like, oh, okay, this is getting odd. Like it starts out good and then it gets very musically. Not like old TikTok musically. I'm talking about like very cringy musically. It gets to that around there. But it's very cute. I don't remember if I cried. I did not. Speaking of crying, we also need to talk about the movie Elemental, because I fucking sobbed out of every orifice orifices. One of, I don't know, one of the fists. One of the fists. Elemental, I cried. Even though I didn't like Indiana Jones, like, I went into Indiana Jones with no expectations. By the way, this is my ADHD, okay? We're gonna go all over the place. Life is a highway, right? Isn't that what fucking Dorothy said from Wizard of Oz? Or did she say followed something? Did she say follow the yellow brick road? Or did she say life is a highway? Guys, did Dorothy from Wizard of Oz say follow the yellow brick road or life is a highway? Maybe she said that in an interview. Indiana Jones, like, I had no expectations. I had a feeling it wasn't going to be good. It was still action-y. Like, every, all of the action was definitely Indiana Jones action. All of the music, all of that stuff. It felt, what did it feel like? It felt like the newest Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Okay, well, like, he's kind of just there, and everyone else around him is the one doing action. And his character in this, I mean, yeah, his Indiana Jones character in this movie felt very static. One of them. I don't know. You know, I didn't finish anything. I didn't finish high school. Yes, I did. I was homeschooled before I was high schooled. Okay, so if excuse me if my autism comes out. Okay. I don't know if I had autism. We might cut this part out, but at the same time, we're going to leave it in. But I got something. Why do you think I'm going to therapy, Janice? God, Grandma, leave me alone. And stop moving. All right, guys, we're going to take a breath. That was more of a groan. Sounded like the character, the creature thing from Pinocchio. Indiana Jones, his character didn't really go anywhere except at the very end. It was very weird. The storyline was, I really liked the storyline. I didn't mind it. It was a little choppy. I get what it was trying. A lot of scenes and a lot of characters were trying to resemble old characters from the older movies, and it just didn't do it for me. I get that it was trying to. It just didn't. Some of the CGI, well, a lot of this, I would say 40% of the CGI was not good. The bad guys, I didn't mind. I'm trying to think, what else can I say without it being spoiled? There's no post-credit or end-credit scene, so don't bother waiting. So even though it wasn't good, which I didn't expect it, I didn't expect it to be good. You can't beat Raiders of the Lost Ark in the Temple of Doom. You just can't beat those. More so Raiders of the Lost Ark. You just can't beat that one. And I knew it wasn't going to be beat. But that being said, though, there was a moment somewhere in the movie where I've never cried that fast. Whether it's something that's happened in real life, whether it was watching a TV show that I love, or whether it's my fucking grandma telling me that I shouldn't go to therapy. Janice, it's called self-healing. Leave it alone. I've never cried that fast, okay? And I know everyone's going to come after me and do like, dude, you cry and you're a guy? You cry and you're a guy. Yes, and I can also rhyme. And it's about time that I cry like a guy. I'm not going to be shy. Bye-bye, all of the other guys that think my emotions are a lie. It's not, but you can try to top it off. Top it off. Yeah, top that. Yeah, top that rhyme, Eminem. A.K.A. Janice. I need to stop talking about like my fake grandma. I think that's an issue. Little Mermaid, the CGI wasn't, like, when they were in the ocean, I was actually, a lot of times, I was very immersed into that reality, but then when it showed the fucking dad, King Triton, or whatever his name is, first off, I didn't like the character, I didn't like the acting, the casting choice of him. His hair floating in the, I don't know, dude, his hair fucking floating in the water was just like, It felt like a video. You know what it felt like? You know, I'll tell you what it felt like. It felt like a video game about seaweed, but like a really bad video game, like a Nintendo 64. And I'd love to say 64 because it's close to 69, but I'm not going to make this joke. I'm not going to do it anymore. Okay. I've grown. I went to therapy. 69. I went to therapy and it's sometimes not helping, but sometimes it is. Typically at the end of my therapy sessions, they're like, okay, we'll see you next week. And then I go bye. And then I just fucking cry out of every one of, you know, one of the fists. I cry out of one of the fists. Little Mermaid, yeah, it was good. It was definitely worth a watch. I might even watch it again. I'm not going to lie. And then Elemental, I didn't know what the movie was about. Once I jumped into the movie, like 5 minutes in, I'm like, oh, okay. And oh, 10 minutes in, I'm like, oh, it's about this thing. The trailers don't give anything away. It has a very like Zootopia vibe in a sense. Yeah, I would say that very Zootopia vibe has a little like underlining messages that has to do with society, which is good. Cried in that shit for sure. A lot of stuff in that movie that I just didn't expect. Also, there was like a Disney short, like a short film before Elemental that's about the old man from Up, and he's going on the first date. He's going on his first date after his wife Ellie died, and his wingman is his dog. And bro, if you didn't think I didn't come out of my eye for that one, you must be out of your mind. Okay, let me take two on that one. I didn't cry, but fuck, it was sad. I was trying to cry. I think the reason I didn't cry is because it's only like a 10-minute short or something like that. Yeah, like a 10-minute short. And they hit you very quick in like the last minute. And you don't have time to cry in 1 minute, okay? I'm not Daniel Day-Lewis. I'm not Denzel Washington. I'm not Viola Davis. I'm not a fourth example. I'm not any of those people. A fourth example, I think, won the Oscar for something. I don't know. And actually, the only reason I went to go see Elemental was for that Disney short, okay? And then I saw the Disney short, and I was like, fuck, how is this movie that I don't know anything about is going to top this movie short? And they're kind of the same. They're kind of in the same element. You see what I did there? Hate myself. Elemental was, first off, I actually think the first act is a little slow. I think the first act needs to pick it up just a little bit. Just a teeny bit, okay? I don't have a lot of notes for Elemental, okay? The animation was absolutely amazing. I don't understand how long it took them to do that, the animation. Because there's like different animations in that movie. Speaking of that, we might have to save a different podcast episode for Across the Spider-Verse. Because I saw that movie, have a take on that one. That one was good. I don't want to dissect every fucking movie that I saw in this past 2 weeks or so when I released the last episode. But I'm a movie guy. What can I say except you're welcome? I didn't even finish that movie. Actually, that's a lie. I did finish it. It was good. The movie was good. Elemental was sad. Go watch it. And the reason why it's even more sad is because the main guy in it cries a lot. And I was like, oh, that's me. I can relate. He cries. I cry. It's a win-win situation. Okay? And then I went. There's a thing called. Well, first off, let me start over. Last week. That's for horses. The noise that I made. Nay, nay. Last week, I went bowling with a bunch of other friends / counselors. And I hyped myself up saying, like, I'm so good at the game. And I got a couple strikes. But there's a few other people that didn't even talk about how good they were. And then they were good. And I was like, how are you so good? And they were like, oh, I just aim for the middle. Yeah, that's what everybody fucking does. They all aim for the middle, okay? Name all the people that aim for the middle. Malcolm. I bet you expected that joke. Everybody expected that joke if you saw Malcolm in the middle. Who else aimed for the middle? Anybody that doesn't want to have a kid kind of pops out and aims for the middle. Then you got to get a napkin. Who else aims for the middle? Robin Hood. Every shot that aims for the middle, he fucking crushes it, okay? You know who else crushed it? All of the other people at bowling that said they weren't good, and then they ended up being good. They aim for the middle. I aim for the middle. And guess what? Sometimes I don't pull out. Guys, remember, self-healing, okay? This is why we do this. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeah, and then I did a couple strikes. And you know what's even bothers me more than, like, losing against someone who never said they were good, but then they were actually good? Fucking losing against someone who doesn't even know how to fucking bowl correctly. They hold the ball. They don't put the fingers in the hole. I'm not going to make any jokes about that. I'm done. They don't put any fingers in the hole. They just hold the ball with their hand, and then they spin the ball. My brother does that, okay? My big old brother does that. And so does somebody else at this bowling thing that we went to. And he got a strike almost every time. I'll fucking strike him in the throat. I'll fucking give him some karate. What's going on with my stomach, dude? Jesus. Jesus is like, come on, why you gotta bring me into your mess, dude? Go find your therapist. I did. I can't see you till Tuesday. It's so nice to also have somebody, like, be on your side. You know what I mean? At least, like, here's an issue, and I constantly have social anxiety. Let me just spill it out for you guys, okay? Let me spill the tea about myself. Have social anxiety, have ADHD. I always think people are out to get me. I always think there's something I did. And so, but in therapy, we acknowledge all of those. She reassures me about things. Just basically saying, like, there's nothing wrong with you. And that is exactly what I needed to hear. There's nothing wrong with you, okay? You just overthink too much, okay? When I take a dump, when I take a dump, and then I flush and someone else goes back to that stall, and they're like, oh, this smells bad. I'm like, oh man, they must not like me. But you know what? You know what they just don't like? The fucking smell of shit. That's all they don't like. The smell of shit. Should I title this episode The Smell of Shit? Nah. I did get another tattoo. I got a tattoo of a heart above. So I have 3 tattoos now. I got to get this heart touched up. But it's on my left wrist and, like, a little bit down. It was only like $80. I tipped him with 20, so it's $100. It does almost look like a drawing, but I think once I get it touched up, it will look better. So now I got 3 tattoos, and fucking now what? And guess what? Now I want another one, and I fucking hate it. I want to stop getting things. First off, I need to stop buying things, because I need to find a place after I do summer camp. I want to save money to travel. I'm planning to go. I'm not planning. I'm still thinking about it, but at the same time, as of now, it's a yes. I'm hoping to go to London in November to go see Fall Out Boy. And then I met some couple friends at this camp that also live around London. So maybe I can chill with them for a couple days. That would be very fun. I've never, maybe only a couple, maybe like once or twice, I've never gone out of America to visit friends. I've always gone to like Utah or fucking Colorado, you know. I would love to go to London to meet friends and hang out and go to places and be like, blimey, ain't this a cup of tea? Or whatever they say in Mary Poppins. But I've been spending too much money. You know, I totally get, like, spending money and, like, you know, just going out and being like, yeah, I deserve this stuff. I deserve, the phrase, I deserve this stuff, I say it too many fucking times. It's weird how I either hate myself or I spend too much on myself. Or I'm just like, yeah, I woke up today. Let's go celebrate and watch a movie and be lazy for 2.5 hours. But guess what? I'm self-healing. Rebecca. That's my other made-up grandma. They're lesbians. Congratulations. Happy 4th of July. America. I'm not even on anything. This is just me on a day. Not a bad day. Not a good day. Not a, it's just on a day. I'm having a day. How's your day been? It's been. You know what I mean? It's been. But I bought too much stuff. And then I have plans. Well, I actually don't really have plans on Monday. Maybe I'm off on Monday. I'm off on Wednesday. Off again on Saturday. I do have plans Wednesday. I'm going to go fucking line dancing. Which, by the way, I say line dancing, but I've gone to this place for 2 weeks and I've yet to line dance. And I've really got to figure this shit out. Okay? I basically only get there. I only basically go to this line dancing place to get drunk, play pool, avoid my social anxiety and try to act like a human. But maybe I just need to go to line dance. And by that, I'm going to just organize a bunch of cocaine lines, line dancing. So yeah, I'm basically going to just snort a bunch of coke. Oh man, who am I? This is a random thought, but I feel like you guys should just YouTube a compilation of shitty singers from American Idol. It will make your day. And then like old American Idol, not like new American Idol, because Simon Cowell and Randy Jackson has no filter. I mean, Randy Jackson has a little bit of one, but Simon Cowell, the younger he was, the more brutally honest he was. Maybe he wasn't even being honest. Maybe he just didn't like his job and he straight up took all of his anger out of shitty singers, which is like, you can't, you know, if someone can't sing, fucking can't sing. If you can't sing, then you can't sing. You know what I mean? Tell them that. And I can sing. You raise me up. It's fine. I don't need to take vocal lessons when I have therapy. Also, a couple days ago, someone said, since I got a haircut, my vibe slash my energy is different. And that comment is here to stay, and so am I. I'm here to stay, and I'll just say, I can't rhyme. Even though I technically did, like, a few minutes ago, but, like, we can't do everything, okay? I'm not everything everywhere all at once, okay? By the way, if you haven't seen that movie, then you're a fucking coward. If you can't sit through 2 hours and 20 minutes of a genius movie where every single moment of the movie is brilliant, that's one of my favorite movies. Top 5. Top 10. I'm going to say top 10. I already had the top 5. Can't change it. Go watch that movie. Even if you don't like movies, you're going to fucking like this movie. And if you don't like movies, then if you don't like that movie, then I guess you're racist. Okay? And that's fine. I accept everybody. But you just need to acknowledge that that's what you are. But this tattoo is actually looking pretty dope. You ever get a tattoo? And if you don't have a tattoo, fucking imagine you have one. Okay? You fucking cyclopses. Cyclops is or Cyclops S. Doesn't matter. I was homeschooled. Leave me alone. You ever get a tattoo and after you get it, you're like, why the fuck did I get it? And then days after, you're like, you know what? I'm glad I get it. I'm glad I know how to not talk, because then I wouldn't be able to finish this sentence. Hey, Gregory, middle name Richardson. Think and then talk. You don't need to talk. And then think, be a human. Beep, boop, beep, boop. Take all of that out. No more goo goo gagas. No more, hi, can I take your order? No more, oh, can I please have some more for my family, please? Please, sir, may I have some more? No more voices. No more characters. Just be you. By the way, this is, now I'm talking to you guys listening. I've never understood the phrase, just be you. Because does that mean there's only one you? For the longest time, I thought there was one version of you. But there isn't. At least this is my opinion of what the universe is and what life is. And what a sense of your own living is. A sense of living and a sense of spirituality. When someone's like, be your true self, you have different versions of your true self. You don't need to act the same and like talking to every single different person. You know what I mean? Like if you're a stranger, you're going to talk differently than if you're talking to a friend. If you're with your family, you're going to talk differently than if you're talking to a baby. If you're with your dog and you're talking to your dog, you're fucking crazy because the dog can't talk back. dogs can't talk back. Unless I was gone for 2 weeks because the last podcast episode was 2 weeks ago. So I have been gone for a while. Guys, can you let me know really quick? Can we pause the podcast for 2 seconds? Do dogs talk? Is Clifford the big red dog just walking around being like, "Here, I'll help you off the tree," flick? Is fucking Beethoven just being like, "Hey, can I show you how to play the piano?" I'm not talking about that Beethoven. I'm talking about the other Beethoven, the dog Beethoven, not the other Beethoven, the Beethoven with the, you know, the, you got it. Is the shaggy dog from Tim Allen like, is that real life? Is this real life, or is this just fantasy? But yeah, dude. Yeah, so what did we get through today? We got through, running out of money, therapy. I filled up my gas today, so yay me. Speaking of gas, you guys know the callback I'm gonna do. Dumpity dump dump dump! Oh, man. It's been an odd summer. I'm not gonna lie. It's been very weird. Had a lot of ups and downs. This is like, whatever happened to me, I mean, I know what happened to me. A lot of people fucking know. But if you don't know my mental state, this is the weirdest summer I've had in a while, just because, like, the emotional state has been like a roller coaster. And I'm not talking about the Mamba from Kansas City, like at Worlds of Fun, where it just goes straight fucking down. There's been some ups. There's been a lot of upsies. And there's been a lot of downs, and there's been a lot of middles. Okay? It's almost like an orgy with a triple bunk bed. There's a lot of ups, there's a lot of downs, and there's a lot of middles. Okay? And there's a lot of people watching on the sideline. Sideline. Is this orgy fucking taking place in a baseball stadium? Stadium? Gregory, pick a sport! But I'm also still the comedy director at, summer camp. I was the comedy director last summer, and every Friday I get my kids at the summer camp. By the way, comedy, and if you didn't, I don't know, I think I've said this in another podcast, but that's okay. It was last year or something. There's a thing at this camp called specialties where a kid can pick their specialty, and every day, Monday through Friday, they do that specialty for about 3 hours, I would say, yeah, around 3 hours, and if you're in comedy, you end up performing something on Friday night, whether it's a sketch, an improv game, or stand-up set, and then you have other specialties, but we don't need to get into that, because it's about me right now, okay? This is my time to shine, my time to let it shine. It's a Disney movie, go check it out. Gunshot. Pew pew! 4th of July. But this week, last week, my kids, 3 weeks into camp, like actual camp, we did orientation. Fucking stay on topic, Gregory, okay? Last week, my kids finally did a stand-up set. And that's my favorite thing to watch out of an improv game, a sketch, or a stand-up set. Because the fact that you're a child and you're going on stage by yourself in front of like 150 people around there, and you're just having the time of your life, or guess what? Or you're nervous, or you fail. It is such a good life lesson, whatever the outcome is in a stand-up set. And this is also for people that's never done a stand-up set, okay? The people that don't even want to do stand-up. Everyone should do it at least once. Think about killing yourself after the fact if you bomb. Don't kill yourself. And then just be like, you know what? I'm glad I did that. I tried a new thing. I need to try new things, okay? I got like broke down last week in front of one of the counselors, and they were like, you know what? Start writing achievements for like to something to focus on in the future. So I wrote a couple achievements. I need to write some more. But another one I need to write is try new things. Take a fucking bite out of a tomato. I know I've had tomato slices and like mini tomatoes, but like grab a full fucking tomato and bite it like a goddamn apple, okay? What's another thing I need to do? Punch a tree? Maybe I should try to punch a tree. What's another thing? Let's do one more. Try a new thing. I don't know. Let's maybe like suck a homeless guy's finger. Like the pinky. The pinky. Suck a homeless guy's pinky. I would say that. I think that one's pretty cool. Guys, this is going to be a beautiful transition. But we're going to end it on that. We're going to end it on the ups and downs. But we went through a lot. We got through a lot. We talked about Disney movies. We talked about orgies. We did a lot of callbacks. Sorry, I was thinking about an orgy. And 4th of July is coming up. I do want to tell a story really quick about 4th of July. It's a quick one. One time I was there and some fireworks showed up. Okay, thank you guys for listening. No, a couple years ago, there was like a 4th of July like festival thing of sorts. And I went with my family and some of my siblings. And we were just like tossing a football around. And some kid that we did not know fucking showed up. And they were like, can I have the ball? And I was like, yeah, here's the ball. Here you go, bud. I said, here you go, bud. And the kid goes, how did you know my name? And everybody around me busted out laughing because no one is named Bud unless your dad is named Corona and you guys are alcoholics, okay? There's no middle ground. There's only that option. If your son is named Bud, then your parents are divorced. You need to clean up the mess in the kitchen and your dad needs to see an AA meeting. Needs to see it. Not go to it. He needs to fucking see it out the window. And also, if your name is Bud, you're going to grow up to beat your fiance. Something like that. I don't know. Look, I don't make the rules. I just make them. Oh, man. Okay, we're going to end it there. Thank you guys for listening to episode 87, I think. Have a safe 4th of July. Enjoy the cake. Enjoy America just for this day. Every other day you can talk shit about America. But this one, because there's fireworks and because there's cake and because there's hamburger and hot dogs, you can't go wrong with that. Don't get a gunshot confused with fireworks because that does happen. I'm just saying. And also, you know, look, I'm not promoting gunshots. But I'm just saying 4th of July is... it's the same sounds as fireworks, so if you want to shoot a gun, I'm not saying at somebody, but if you want to celebrate, and if you bought like an AK, and apparently you don't have to fucking show your license or anything like that, you don't have to do a background check, anything like that, fucking, you know, go ham. Speaking of ham, later on we'll talk about Thanksgiving, but fucking go ham with your gun, meaning throw it in like a piece of ham. Just get rid of all the guns. Use some fireworks. Aim the fireworks at your friends, you know? Start a confrontation. Ow, why did you hit me in the butt? You gonna do something about it? Yeah, let me get my fireworks. Now you guys are playing in the driveway, having fun, getting bruised. The next day, you guys are gonna be like, oh, we're best friends now. That's all life is. Life is arguing, best friends again, and under the sea. Okay, we're gonna end it there. Be safe, be kind, be yourself, and... B movie.